Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is May 12th, 2021. We're going to have call to order, our invocation and pledge of allegiance, and roll call. We'll all rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here tonight and discuss important town matters. So we ask that you soften our hearts and allow us to make good decisions as we represent this town in the best manner we know possible. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I am Lois Hall, chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Shannon Munn, member.
Brian Burris, member.
Amelia Smith, commissioner in Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
This time we're going to have public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. But if you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within its jurisdiction not appearing on the agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and when you do speak, please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board or Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority vote. This time we're going to approve the minutes from April 14th, 2021 for possible action.
I make a motion to approve the April 14th, 2021 minutes as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we need approval for the agenda for May 12th, 2021. Hold, combine, or delete any items. And this is for possible actions.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for May 12th, 2021 as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, informational items. The town board representative to provide an update discussing the current phase of the Transform Clark County Master Plan and Development Code rewrite process, focusing on the draft area specific policies and consolidated land use categories. Clark County is seeking assistance from town board members and citizen advisory councils and community members in the different parts of the county to help review and provide input on the portions of the draft materials that pertain to their planning areas and local communities. This is your opportunity to provide feedback to the county on the process and to ensure the updated master plan reflects what's important to your community. This is for discussion only.
Good evening, town board members. My name is...
Further than 6 feet.
Mary Review is with the Comprehensive Planning Department, and I'm here to answer questions if you have any related to our project. I don't know if you had a chance to review the documents to look at them. So I'll just give you a brief background on what we're doing. And 2019, the county commissioners gave us direction to update our development code. Same, it was out of date, difficult to read, and we didn't disagree. As we're going through the process and speaking with the commissioners, it was decided that we should also update our master plan, the entire comprehensive plan. That is out of date, text heavy like the code, very difficult to read and find anything. So in 2020, we started the process, January of 2020, with a consultant. We're looking at this as being a full three-year project that we're a year and a half in. We are really wrapping up and getting a draft comprehensive plan together. Hopefully, we'll have an adoption date in front of the board by November. We are currently also gearing up to work on the development code, Title 30, and that should go for adoption next year in November 2022. So today, what we have before you, look for comments on, are the land use policies and land use categories. First, with the policies and how they came about, they are based upon the existing policies today that's already in the current land use plan for Moapa Valley. They may have been tweaked a little bit to make it a little bit clearer. If there was anything that dealt with a regulation, that would have been pulled out, and we would handle that through the update to the code. The other part are the land use categories. We're looking at combining some categories and changing the names. And what we're looking for in doing that is to provide more flexibility to you as a board, to planning commissioners and board of county commissioners, to better reflect how things could be, should be, how we think the development code would be. But this sets up the regulations for the codes. So to keep in mind, policies are advisory. They're shoulds and mays, whereas the regulations are the musts and shalls. If there are things that you see and you would like, maybe in terms of regulation, that's fine. We can take that back, because we can always word it in such a way that it's a policy that leads us towards the next step being the regulation. So with that, I'll answer any questions that you may have.
So with this plan, do we also, I know we had a comprehensive trails plan out here. Is that being considered as part of this revision? Because I know that the documents actually disappeared off of the county site. So you can get a single page, but the document in its entirety no longer exists on the county site that I can find. But it laid out basically, there was a major phase trail system that came in here that included anytime somebody builds along the river, that included that they would have to build a certain section of trail system along that river so we could have a riverwalk trail system in the valley. So I'd like to see that addressed in our specific plan section. And the other one that would give me kind of a little bit of concern is when we start using, we encourage stuff like that, but when we started discourage non-restrictive gaming, I would say more caution non-restrictive gaming, because I know there's not a lot of love for it from some of the valley, but I think anytime we actively discourage an enterprise from coming into the valley, it actively discourages any growth and any economic development. I don't think we want to put it in a physical document that's going to live for 10 or 15 years that says, hey, we don't want any of this here ever, you know. So
right.
I would say that we just maybe change the wording on things like that, where it's getting to economic development, because our businesses, especially now with the lake being shut down, are starving. And so we certainly don't want that to happen. So those would be the comments I have. I appreciate you guys doing such hard work. I mean, we've been struggling with the master plan for years and years and making it fit, making it appropriate for our community. So any attempt to do that and include the town board is even better. So we'll have one opinion in the Northeast. Bunkerville may have a different, completely differing opinion, and Moapa will have something totally different, but we appreciate you guys coming before us and actually asking for our input. It makes a big difference in the long run, I think.
And we're going out to all town boards and getting their feedback. And one of the things that we emphasized early on when we wrote the proposal, when we spoke with the consultant, is that we have 19 town boards and citizen advisory councils, 11 plan areas, and all of them may be rural. They're all different.
Yes.
So we need to make sure that we do take that into consideration. So that is in the forefront of our minds.
I appreciate that.
I do too. It's fantastic. Anybody else have any input or any questions? I think we're going to take it easy on you tonight.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Brian hit on my areas.
Let me just make a plug. TransformClarkCounty.com. If you haven't been on it, go ahead and take a look at it. It's all the documents. And right now, if you when you get on it, you look at the upper right-hand corner, there's a virtual tour. And it has the documents that are in front of you, some of the policies, the categories. I'm drawing a blank on what the other one is. But you can, if you think of anything, you can go in there and provide comments directly on, in a document.
Oh, very nice.
Or if you want, you can email us and we'll capture comments that way.
And that goes for anybody in the community, I would imagine.
Yes,
so
that's great.
It'd be a good thing to have maybe Vernon get that in the paper and just let
yes,
people know.
Yes,
that
yes.
I could send that out in an email to everyone that I have an email for between here, Bunkerville, and Moab. It doesn't mean people will respond now. And
no.
It doesn't mean
right.
people that'll read their email. But Vern did put it in the paper. It was about, I think, a week or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, he did an article on when we went to Moapa, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, and it's, I mean, I know that the, I've given out Fix at Clark County probably a ton of times this last week because there's issues and people are like, oh, this is stupid. And I'm like, well, let them know. You know, they can't fix it unless they know. So
yep.
I think if we can, as a board too, if we can kind of push it out to people as well, I think it would help you guys in your process. Mm-hmm. Last thing we want is you guys to go through this whole effort and then have no community input and then have a community complain about it when we're done.
Right.
So
we're trying to avoid that.
We appreciate all
That's
the
great.
Hard work you guys are doing. You guys do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, next is our Town Advisory Board will temporarily change our meeting location from the Community Center to the Moapa Valley Recreation Senior Center due to construction.
Yeah, so they're going to be replacing under each of the air conditioning units parts of the roof. So during that process, June and July, it's looking like, but with construction, I never go by the dates, and so I'm
right.
trying to, I think it will be until about August latest,
okay.
where we'll just relocate to the senior center. So if people are wondering, that's where we'll be. It'll be on the next agenda as their
okay.
address. So,
do we have access to the bigger area there if we need it, Amelia?
Inside of the, yeah, it'll be in the lunchroom.
Okay, because I know last time we were stuck in the little library room,
ooh.
And there
ooh.
Just wasn't any room for us.
For
I mean,
a
were,
town board meeting?
Yeah,
oh.
there was a town board and like three
even
chairs
like
in there.
Tonight.
All like this, you know. So.
Tonight would have been cramped.
The time that I went to set up, you guys were always in the, I didn't know about that then. You were always in the lunchroom. So that's odd that they would do that, but there had been a reason for it.
I think there
odd.
Was bingo going that night.
So what happened is I've already spoken with Cindy, and she said there doesn't seem to be any thing with the schedule that would conflict.
Looks good.
So as
Perfect.
Far as Parks and Rec is concerned too, and I'll have to just remind them this is a priority. It's state law. I mean, it's something that we have to be a part of, so it's going to have to be a priority for their building in the meantime.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing on planning and zoning and no general business. Now, open to general public.
I do have a public comment, though. By Marilyn's request, so what it is with the Sugars building, Chris is, as you know, is taking over and bringing in his business, and he wants to put a sign on top of the building. There looks like there may have been one in previous years, but we can't find a permit for it. And so she's wondering, would you support him putting a sign up there?
Yes.
Absolutely. We have,
yes.
a, we have a giant rooster right next door.
Okay.
Well, we got his legs now, so.
And,
oh, yeah.
And yeah, we discussed that. There's other buildings in the area, the Power Sports, the McDonald's, I think even.
Sportsman's Grill Lounge has a fish out front of it.
Scoop.
The Scoop.
Yeah.
Even
so
Lynn's has her big sign.
It would definitely be fitting. I think
yes.
you still have to go through the process, but just to have your blessing ahead of time so he can do his grand opening. And,
yes.
But he'll be in the process. She just wants to make sure it's something that he would support.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And then I do have, I just left the Moapa Valley Friends of the Independence Day celebration meeting. We're not calling it 4th of July this year because we are celebrating on Saturday instead of Sunday. We are looking for volunteers and donations. We're hitting all the businesses up. We hope to get enough to do it, but we are looking for volunteers on the 3rd. We've got pretty much everything taken care of. Instead of the chamber, since there's so few this year, instead of them doing the meal in the evening, they are going to pay for one of the food trucks who will prepare meals ahead of time, and then they will just hand them off, and we will hand them out packaged meals, hot dogs, and pulled pork. You get a choice, I think, this year. And we just need people to help distribute the meals, just an assembly line pretty much. So, and that's what I've heard from that committee. Anybody else have any general?
I think that you guys will get a lot of donations, to be quite honest.
I hope so.
I think it's always something that's really supported.
It's really supported, and this year we need it more than ever. We did have fireworks last year, but it just was not the same.
Yeah.
Wasn't the same, and people are ready to really celebrate this year.
And this year you can have people on site instead of it being in the cars. I know people were still out, but still.
Yeah.
Now there's not as
we've
many.
We've got an actual band coming in this year to entertain. Local group, dance groups will be performing before the band.
Yeah. That was really probably the biggest thing at.
And all the water games and the watermelon and the. We will be doing the kids' patriotic parade again this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So.
Fantastic.
We're going to hope bigger and better.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. There's an information session again this Friday, is that right?
No, we had a meeting tonight, 2 weeks. I'm not sure the exact date, but I will email everybody when we'll have another meeting.
I thought I read
meeting.
The progress last week that they were having at CLIA's and Logan.
No, it was today.
This Friday at 5:30.
No, Wednesday at 5:30.
Oh, then they must have done it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, drats, because I was going to show up.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else from anybody?
Actually, Shannon won't be able to make the next meeting.
Okay.
She has a prior obligation. So just want to let you all know. I'll make sure that Kristen is aware as well. Just to make sure we have a quorum.
Sounds good. And our next meeting will be June 9th at 2000, or June 9th, 2021, and we are adjourned.